Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I thought it would be fun to do a little bit more of a personal episode and just share some of my favorite Christmas memories. I was going to originally do an episode that I was going to call Christmas Past, Present, and Future and kind of talk about like memories from the past, things we're doing now, and then, you know, like kind of what I see in the future of our Christmases. But then I just kept thinking of so many different Christmas memories that I thought would be fun to share. So I hope this is something that you will enjoy. I don't normally talk too much about personal, like, you know, experiences and things like that. I mean, I mention things once in a while, but it's usually more kind of general topics that apply to everyone. But this is literally just memories that I have over Christmases. They are in a totally random order. I just jotted them down as I thought of them. So I hope you enjoy this and maybe it can get you thinking about some of your favorite Christmas memories. So the first one that came to mind is when I was a kid, I got a dog from Santa. It was a German Shepherd, and Santa came to my house and knocked on the door and had a German Shepherd with him. And why this is a funny memory, well, it was really fun to get a dog for Christmas anyway, because we were not expecting it at all. And I was still pretty young at the time. But the funny thing about when we got this dog for Christmas was that my dad started chatting with Santa while the dog, who was still a puppy at the time, got himself kind of tangled in the Christmas lights. And I just remember the dog getting a little bit tangled in the Christmas tree and the tree starting to tip and my mom trying to hold the Christmas tree upright while my dad just continued to chat with Santa and didn't even realize what was happening right behind him. But it was just fun getting a dog for Christmas to begin with. Having Santa bring him made it even more fun, but then it was just a really fun memory of just thinking how funny it was that the dog was kind of pulling the tree down and my mom was trying to hold it up and my dad was just chatting with Santa, not realizing anything that was happening at the time. Another funny memory I have is me and my sister, I don't know why, but we used to always eat Hershey Kisses around Christmas time and we would throw the wrappers into the Christmas tree. We were like teenagers at this time and we were too lazy to get up and throw the wrappers in the trash. So we felt like if we just tossed them into the Christmas tree, nobody would know or nobody would realize that they were like thrown in there. So that's what we would do. It was kind of like a thing that we did. It almost came like a tradition. And we always would like talk about it like years later, how we would sit and eat Hershey Kisses in the living room where our tree was, and after we were done with the chocolate, we would roll up the little foil wrapper and just toss it into the Christmas tree. Another memory that was really great is when my kids were little, we decided to take them to Disney for Christmas. Like, we were actually in Disney World on Christmas Day. We actually even attended Mass at the Grand Floridian Contemporary. I think they had the Mass at the Contemporary. So we actually did Christmas Mass in the morning at the Contemporary in Disney World. So that was really cool. We even let Santa know that we were going to be in Disney, and there was a little tree that we brought with us. And in the morning, on Christmas morning in Disney, there were gifts under the tree in Disney World, and Santa also left some gifts back at our home under our tree that we had put up previously. So when we came home from Disney, the kids had some extra gifts under the tree that Santa had left at our house. What was really fun about that trip and how the kids got the gift is it was the last day of school before Christmas break, and when they got off the bus, they came home to find that Santa had left a box in the living room labeled to them. And the box, when they opened the gift, there was a letter that said that Santa had gotten them a trip to Disney for Christmas. And the box was a miniature Christmas tree that we could put in the cabin that we rented in Disney World. We stayed at Fort Wilderness that year. And then they also got a box too of ornaments, so we were able to decorate that. So that was like so exciting for them. They got off the bus, they came in like totally not expecting this gift to be sitting there from Santa, like an early gift, and it basically said like, you need to get ready right now because we're leaving today for Disney. So it was really fun. Disney is super crazy at Christmas time, so just in case you have the idea of doing this one day, just keep that in mind. We knew that it was super crazy, and we had been to Disney several times at that point, so we were more just going for the experience of seeing Christmas there and going to all the different hotels and seeing their displays and things like that. But it is the busiest time of the year, and it's super expensive. They don't do any deals because a lot of people want to go to Disney at Christmas. So that was really fun. Another fun memory I have is we used to go to a place in Pennsylvania called Cozier's Christmas Village. And it's like this farm. Well, it used to be a farm. I don't know. I don't think it's still a farm anymore. But anyway, they decorate it with tons of lights, and it's a walkthrough. And it's just like all these different like displays and signs, and they have like where you could see Santa, and they have a train display and just like hot chocolate and snacks and things like that. And when I was a kid, we went there. It's really neat when you go there, where the location is, it's like you kind of have to go around this road that's like a little bit bendy, I think, or at least as you're coming to like approach Christmas Village, you kind of go up. It kind of like curves, and then you kind of go up on this hill. And then when you go over the hill, you're like overlooking the Christmas Village. So it just was so magical to kind of just see like all the lights. And it was really exciting to go there as a kid. And then when we had kids, we started taking them there too. And we would go there every single year for the longest time. We would get a hotel and stay out there. And it was like a tradition. They got what was really neat too about doing that is that they got pictures with Santa there like every year. So for the longest time, we had pictures of them with Santa at Christmas Village. So it was just kind of neat because it was a tradition and we would always do that. And it's gotten really busy over the years. And then, we just kind of had stopped and we had started doing some other different things as they got older. But that was just really neat. It was a place I went to as a kid. And then we started taking our kids there. And it was just kind of fun and like a tradition that we would do every Christmas season. And it's not that far from like Lancaster, too. So we would also like, since we would stay overnight, we would also like take a trip out to Lancaster. Sometimes we do some Christmas shopping and things like that. Another fun memory was when I got a guitar for Christmas. I wanted a guitar so bad when I was a teenager. I used to take guitar lessons. I wanted to be like Lita Ford, if you know who that is. She was like a heavy metal guitar player. And I wanted this guitar that was similar like hers. It was like a BC Rich Warlock. Not that you would necessarily know what kind of guitar that is, but anyway, I wanted this guitar. And I remember I went to my dad's house because my parents were separated or divorced at that time. And we went to my dad's house for like our Christmas with him. And under the tree was this big guitar case. And I unwrapped it. And when I opened it up, it was empty inside. And, he said, I know you really wanted this guitar, but I just really couldn't afford the guitar. So I figured I'd get you the case for now. And then we'll get the guitar when we can or whatever. And I was even just so excited to get the case. I was, like, this is great. It's a step towards me getting this guitar. But then it turned out he didn't have the guitar. So he surprised me with it. So that was kind of a fun memory of getting that guitar for Christmas. And then I was taking lessons and didn't turn out to be a rock star, but that's okay. It was still really fun. Another memory I have from when I was a kid was getting This is kind of weird, but getting eyeliner from Santa. It was one of those fake Santas where, like, the parents sometimes give the Santa a gift to give to the kid. And my mom did that. And I was kind of older at that point. Like, I was obviously old enough to kind of start to wear makeup. I don't remember how old I was. I might have been like 13 or 14 or something like that. And I really wanted to wear makeup. And this was, I guess, like in the late 80s, probably. And it was when like all the blue stuff was in fashion. I don't really know what's in style right now, but anyway, I remember she got me this cobalt blue eyeliner, and I got it as a gift from Santa at this little event we went to. And I was so excited because I was like, oh, this means I'm allowed to wear this now. And I just always remember like getting that and opening it and being like so excited that I was going to be able to wear this like blue eyeliner to school. So that was kind of, that was just like a fun memory that I always have of getting like my first makeup. And I never like really even hardly wear makeup anymore. So it's just kind of ironic because I just, that was such a like big deal to me. And now it's like, it's a rare occasion when I even put makeup on. But anyway, that's that. Oh, another thing that I thought was kind of funny is I used to ask for these wigwam socks for Christmas. That was another like 80s type thing. We would layer the socks, and sometimes it'd be like multiple colors. We would wear like two pairs of these really thick, heavy socks, and the brand was called Wigwams. And I remember there was probably several years in a row where every Christmas, one of the things I would always ask for was for more wigwam socks. There was also the cabbage patch thing, like big cabbage patch craze, I guess, cabbage patch dolls. Like I said, these are not in chronological order. These are just as I remember them. Cabbage Patch Kids was before wigwam socks and before eyeliner. But anyway, I remember the first Cabbage Patch doll that my mom got me for Christmas was not a real Cabbage Patch doll. Well, I think it. I think I did. I know I did eventually get a real Cabbage Patch doll, but the first one I got was not. And if you remember Cabbage Patch dolls, if you're old enough to remember them, they would have this Xavier Roberts signature on the butt. It wasn't like a real signature, but it just kind of told you that it was a real Cabbage Patch doll. And I remember the first thing I did was pull down the pants or whatever to check to see if it had that Xavier Roberts, and it didn't. I was like, Mom, this is not a real Cabbage Patch doll. So I guess she thought she could kind of get away with not having to do the real thing. I'm assuming they were probably pretty expensive back then, and at a point they were hard to get. There was like lines to get them and everything. But I did eventually get one. But that was just kind of funny, like remembering, pulling the thing down and checking if it was a real Cabbage Patch doll. Another fun memory is just driving around the neighborhood. Always as a kid, every year we would go get in the car and drive around and look to see Christmas lights. There was one house in particular that always went like really crazy above and beyond, not like how they do today. Now it's even more, some of the houses are, but back then it was like, it was a big deal because they put so many lights and you could park and you could get out and you could walk around the yard, and it was just really fun. So I always loved doing that, and we do the same thing with my kids now, and it's just such a fun tradition. We'll take them and we get hot chocolate and snacks at Wawa or whatever, and then we drive around. And sometimes now, a lot of times, even on Facebook, they have people will post like locations of houses that have really cool lights. We actually even just did that the other night, and we saw some really neat stuff. So that's just always a really fun tradition and memory from Christmas time that we love to do and we still love to do now. Another memory that was kind of fun was we took one day on a whim. I was like, oh my gosh, we have to take the kids to see Santa at Macy's in New York City on 34th Street. I was like, it's, Santa from the Thanksgiving Day Parade and from the Miracle on 34th Street and the whole thing. And we went to New York just on a whim. We got on the train and we went into the city and we decided we're gonna do this. So we get to Macy's, and the line to see Santa at Macy's was so long, and we stood on it because that's what we went there for. And I was determined that my kids were going to see Santa at Macy's in New York City So we waited on the line and it weaved in and out and in and out. We were on that line for so many hours, and the Santa visit was not even kidding, probably like not even a minute. It was like so quick because they were trying to rush people through because of the line. But anyway, it wasn't exactly the experience that I expected, or that I was kind of, not that I expected, kind of what I was imagining in my head, this like magical experience of seeing Santa at Macy's on 34th Street, New York City. But at least we can still say we did it. So we did it. That was a fun Christmas memory. Another one is Santa got my daughter a horse for Christmas. And it was kind of difficult because I had to help Santa out and go get the horse in advance of Christmas from the location where the horse was currently living, because we needed to transport the horse to our barn, and Santa doesn't really have the capabilities of putting a horse on his sleigh. So I had to do that, and we got the horse to the barn, and then my one daughter, who was older, came with me to help get the horse all set up and everything, and we just kind of decorated and things like that in the barn to make it a little bit more fun when we got there on Christmas Eve for my daughter to get the horse, for my other daughter to get the horse. But when we got the horse to the barn, we brought him in and we put him in a stall, and this is a horse that I knew for about, I don't know, a couple hours since we picked him up. And we put him in the stall, and I was in the stall with him, and my daughter, who was with me, shut the door to the stall and locked it and walked away and started exploring the barn, completely forgetting that she shut the door and locked it. So I was basically locked in this stall with a horse that I was not familiar with and not sure how he was, like, what his behaviors were like. And I had to try and yell for my daughter to come let me out of the stall, but I didn't want to scream because I didn't want to freak the horse out while I was standing in this little stall with him. And it was just funny. She eventually like kind of wandered back in, and I was like, can you please let me out of this stall? But then bringing my daughter to the barn to get the horse on Christmas Eve was like the best. I have a video of it. It was just so great. It was like the reaction that you would want to get when she was really into horses. I had a horse already for several years, and she was always at the barn with me, always riding, always wanting to be around the horses. So we decided to get her own horse. And the reaction of her getting the horse, and it was just like exactly what you would want the reaction to be. Like, it was just so awesome. She was so excited. It was like the best Christmas present ever and the whole everything. And that was really fun. And we were glad that we were able to do that. Although I don't recommend getting your child a horse for Christmas, because when they become older teenagers, they don't always stay with that being their top priority. And then the horse became mine at this point. I mean, she's still her horse, but well, she wound up getting a different horse. That horse actually didn't wind up working out. It's a long story that I don't have time to go into now. He just wasn't appropriate skill level for her, even though the people said he was, whatever. So she has a different horse now. But when they get older, they don't always stick with it for a period of time, when they're like older teenagers and they have a lot going on in school, and then they're picking up jobs and things like that. So unless you want a horse, which I did, and I love horses, so I don't mind having two, but just putting it out there, it's a really long-term commitment. Children definitely change their minds about what's their priorities. Another funny memory was one of my daughters for Christmas one year decided she wanted something called Piccolo in a rice cooker. Piccolo is a character from, oh my gosh, I can't remember what the heck it's from. It's either from like Pokemon or something like that. I'm probably saying the totally wrong thing, but it's this little character, and we did actually find, I guess there's a cartoon where he goes in a rice cooker or whatever, so you could actually purchase like a little figurine that had like this character in a rice cooker. But she was telling us she wanted Piccolo in a rice cooker, and she was telling Santa she wanted Piccolo in a rice cooker, and none of us knew what the heck she was talking about. Santa certainly didn't know what she was talking about. He was looking at her like, okay, well, we'll see, we'll try and find that. And The funny thing is, though, that we did wind up finding this little figurine of Piccolo in a rice cooker when she was little, and she's 17 now, and she still has it. She's always kept it because it was just one of those really memorable things that she was like determined to get for Christmas. Another thing, this is more going back in time again. I always remember checking the TV guide to see what nights all of the Christmas cartoons were going to be on so that we wouldn't miss them. Like Frosty and Rudolph and Little Drummer Boy and just all of those different Christmas cartoons that kids now can just like put on instantly and watch them whenever they want, any time of year. Back then, we had to make sure that we watched them on the night they were going to be on TV because that was our only chance. So we would get excited and we would check what night they were going to be on and we'd make sure we were watching them when they came on because if we didn't, that was it. We were going to miss it. So that was a fun memory as a kid. Again, like I said, these are in no order, so I'm kind of bouncing all over the place here. I just jotted them down as I thought of them. Another thing that was kind of funny was one of my kids, my son, he would make a list when he was really little, and he would kind of have these things on the list. I can't even think of an example right now, but he would have things on the list that didn't actually even exist. But he said since Santa could make anything, it didn't matter, so he could put anything on the Christmas list because Santa could make anything. So that I always remember that about some of his Christmas lists when he was little. Another fun memory was my one daughter had written a letter to Santa and dropped it in the mailbox for Santa without sharing any information about what was on the list for me. But it didn't matter because she knew Santa would be able to know what was on that list, and it wasn't important that she didn't share it with me. So that was kind of interesting and fun. Another thing that was really fun is, and that we really love when my kids were little, and even still now, we go crazy when Santa drives through the neighborhood on a fire truck. I know a lot of places do this if they do this in your neighborhood. It's so fun. When the kids were little, they would get so excited. They would run out and watch Santa, and he would wave, and you'd be waiting because you can hear the sirens going through the neighborhood and waiting for him to come to your street. And they do a food drive, so we'd have the food ready, and we'd run up, and the volunteers would take the food and give the kids candy canes. And even now that my kids are older, we always are like so excited when it's like the Santa drive through the neighborhood, and we like listen and listen for the sirens and wait until like where the Santa is. And it's actually really fun too now with Facebook because we have a local Facebook group, and people will post like what street he's on, and everyone's like looking out for him. So it's just really fun. So anyway, I think that well, one other thing, Christmas movies. I did want to mention that. I don't want to keep going on and make this episode too long, but. One thing that's really fun that I love is Christmas movies. Even if it's just having them on in the background while you're doing stuff like baking cookies or anything, wrapping gifts, just kind of having them on in the TV is fun. My absolute favorite is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I could pretty much recite it from start to end. Another favorite's A Christmas Story, which I actually saw in the movie theater when it came out. And then some of my other favorites are Miracle on 34th Street. I love It's a Wonderful Life, Elf, The Santa Claus, Gremlins, The Christmas Chronicles. I really loved that. Was a Netflix movie that just came out a couple years ago, but I thought that was really cute. The Grinch, Polar Express. There's just so many Christmas movies that I love. So I always have memories of just kind of having those on around the season and then just kind of enjoying them, whether I'm sitting and watching them or even just kind of having them on in the background. It's just kind of one of those fun things to do around the holidays. So I'm going to end it here. I don't want to make this episode terribly long, but I hope this was fun for you just to hear some of these memories. I would love to hear some of yours if you're in our Facebook group. If you're not already, please feel free to join. I would love to get some more of you over there. It's so much fun to talk to you guys in the group for those of you that I do communicate with frequently. Our Facebook group is at facebook.com/groups/LolasFrugalLife. So if you'd like to continue the conversation on any of the episodes, join us over there. And either way, I hope maybe this gets you thinking of some of your fun holiday memories, and just talking about them and sharing them with your family can be really fun. So that's it for this week. I will see you here next week. So Thank you so much for listening. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.